Kevin McFerrin getting ready. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is the war against intelligence. And we're going to cover the theocratic book by a buffoon named Christina Hoff Summers. We're also going to have the annual Reverend Bookburn predictions, this time for 2005. Another great reading in accordance with the theme about the abstinence pushers, and plenty more, and a ton of tunes. Plus, we have Asshole of the Week and all of the other usual goodies. Gonna start off with a song by XTC entitled Generals and Majors.
Victorious war. Christian faith. Give it away or give it up. Why should Christian teens be concerned about witnessing? Because Jesus Christ demands it. Long ago he said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and to the uttermost parts of the earth."
Touch me now. I got every sacrament behind me. I got baptism. I got communion. I got penance. I got extreme unction.
In this place, we standing here for the purpose of justice. Am I right? Yes. And this thing we need, y'all, is this most evident. Check it out.
Yo, you got to hold on to this feeling.
And what we want, y'all,
freedom.
Let me hear y'all
and
say
what
freedom.
We need,
freedom.
All right, we're gonna say it again. Come on.
Y'all want it?
You got to hold on to this feeling.
Children trampled by the multitude. The devil's gavel has a couple fools. My coach is screwed, cause this word is misconstrued. Some countries exempt from food, cause leaders have different views.
You choose.
What mean the world to me is being free.
Being free.
Live and let live and just let it be.
Let it be.
Love, peace, and unity, one universal family. One God, one aim, and one destiny.
Oh yeah.
Imagine life without a choice at all. Giving a vote without a voice at all.
Tell them.
These be the problems that we face. I'm talking poverty and race. But no matter what the case,
you gotta hold on to this feeling.
And what we want, y'all.
Freedom.
And what we need.
Oh, you better say it like you mean it. Hold on to this feeling.
And what we want, y'all.
Freedom.
Say it what we need.
You know what, you know what, you know what, you know what. I'm the first candidate to hate. Had to be on the drum to communicate for what was to come for those who were hung. They would decapitate the tongue if you would mention the word
freedom. Got people screaming, remove me at Jamal. But two out of three of y'all will probably be at the mall. I'm heated with y'all, the defeated will fall. Incomplete and unsolved when the word freedom's involved.
Yo, my forefathers hung in trees to be free.
Rest in peace.
Got rid of slavery but still kept the penitentiary. And now freedom got a shotgun and shells with your name. Read them.
And I'm a Pomeroy prisoner, yeah. Hollywood visitor. Dance for cats segregated on wax. My color got me handy. Cap Edwards and Andy vote for freedom. They just won't hand me. Hold on to this feeling.
And what we want, y'all.
Freedom.
Saying what we need. We talk to the people up top too. Come on now.
You got to hold on to this feeling.
And what we want, y'all.
Freedom.
Saying what we need.
Oh. Tell them they got to hold on.
Cause there's not a lot of time.
Two.
Your heart, body, soul, and your mind.
This
is so true and they've been hurt so long.
Feel it.
That's the reason why we gave this song.
Freedom.
Cause there's not a lot of time.
Two.
Your heart, body, soul, and your mind.
This
is so true and they've been hurting so long.
Feel it.
That's the reason why we named this song.
Freedom.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thank y'all for them extra minutes.
Yes.
Vote.
J5 MC's Axis of Justice.
Conglomeration. You go and sell your punk attitudes to the whole nation. Some sorry if it all doesn't mean a shit to me. This music was supposed to set us free, not to buy up houses up in Hollywood Hills. All you talented people, you give me the chills.
Heard the Gaza Strippers doing Juvenile Detention. MDC did Timmy Yo. Jurassic 5 did Freedom. And that was from the Axis of Justice concert series, Volume 1, which is brand new. Bottom did Catholic Boy. And started off with XTC doing Generals and Majors. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org from 9 to 11 or so East Coast time, USA, and repeat broadcasted at Radio Volta on Tuesday nights, 7 to 9, and Wednesday mornings from 6 to 8, also East Coast time, USA. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted oh so appropriately on Sunday mornings, when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia, and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, write Rev. Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Numbnuts Quayle, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. Corporate Ho Bush. Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend is In, the fourth anniversary show. Yes, we started with the first coup, unelected, election fraud, come to power by a coup, Bush reign of error. We started in January 2001, and we're celebrating a fourth anniversary. So we're going to have a fourth anniversary show next week. Your ideas are incorporated. More ideas and song requests, welcome. And that's going to be a killer show. I've been working on that for about a month, even with other shows to plan. And we'll play, of course, the greatest songs of the year and reflect on the last year of shows and the state of the world and the countercultures and the scenes of which most book burners come from. That's next week, the fourth anniversary show, which will be the show to slay all shows. And in 2 weeks, entertaining the activist troops at the inauguration protests. And we will entertain the troops to the best of our ability. And want to encourage people to participate. And if one cannot participate, then to help publicize, send emails, send the website links to everybody. And students, please send it all over campus to the groups who are organizing the protest actions at the coronation of the pretzel-choking, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, George Bush. And these websites are at counterinaugural, which is hyphenated, counter-inaugural.org, and a somewhat more conventional group, UnitedForPeace.org, also organizing probably large-scale actions. It's probably going to be bigger than the one in 2001, probably a whole lot bigger. And the footage, some of the footage of that is shown in the film Fahrenheit 9/11. Future shows on The Reverend is In also include the return of Demonica as a live guest. The anniversary show next week, possibly with live guest Lady Simone, former bride on the show, and no relation to any Christian supremacist male power psycho-stalking psychopaths who may have the same name. No relation at all, at least none that she knows of. And in February, an annual tradition acknowledging the one time when a group of Taliban clones called the FCC, the anti-constitutional FCC, allows smut on prime time on a major network full of bumping and grinding and touching and humping and butt slapping and pile-ups and running start, arms and leg wraparound hugs up the middle in the end zone, tight end and wide receivers. Yes, the Super Bowl, the Reverend's annual erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. That'll be the first Sunday in February, followed by Love Night, which is just before Valentine's Day. And you won't hear the same tired songs. This will be an alternative to the conventional Valentine's Day offerings from the corporate entertainment industry and the corporate media. And after Love Night, live guests, the incredible hardcore punk band and fascinating people in the Midnight Creeps. And you can check them out at midnightcreeps.com, and their CD Doom from the get-go, which we've been playing from, is absolutely awesome. And we're going to get the Midnight Creeps on February 20th. Additional future shows include another live wedding from or with Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com and her honey. If they stay together that long, they're slightly iffy. A live wedding and a live exorcism and a live reverse exorcism. Future theme, recovery for propagandists, in which we will discuss the recovery industry, the 12-step monopoly, the delusional higher power recovery system, and of course the propagandistic uses of the word addiction when it is not applicable, such as love addiction or sex addiction or porn addiction or television addiction or gambling addiction or internet addiction or golf club addiction or Star Trek addiction or any other bullshit use of the word. And we'll have a lot of fun, and that will possibly include a special live guest from the Reverend's professional world as a mild-mannered social worker. And in addition to recovery for propagandists, the theme, pubic property, in which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from liberals and conservatives, the left wing and the right wing, alleged freedom fighters, as well as Taliban clones and the American Christian Taliban, all the way down to groupthink freethinkers and certain types of women's studies program, sex negativism from all spheres of life. And we'll also have a lot of fun and have great tunes for that night. Three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, the official opening of the White House corporate brothel, and much more to come this new year on The Reverend Is In. And speaking of Demonica, who's helped with the last show and this one and helped provide us the material for this theme, The War Against Intelligence, based on a book by the Christian supremacist Psychostalker. She has some ideas, and we'll talk about it more at length on the anniversary show next week when we really deal with what the show is and hash that over again. But her ideas for a Reverend Bookburn book and possible CDs, as well as the video projects we've been wanting to do. So, more on that to come, but your thoughts on these subjects are especially welcome and sought. Let's see, I brought a ton of music. So, in addition to the readings, we're also going to give some plugs, but I want to keep that down to a minimum, and because there's two readings, and try to get as many of the tunes in as possible. And thank you for the responses to last week's New Year's special. We had a request for the song title announcements at the very end of the show. After the Asshole of the Week Awards, we played a final three songs. Those songs were MDC, Nazis Shouldn't Drive, which was dedicated to anti-racist action in Philadelphia and everywhere else that they have organized. That was followed by a song by The Damned called Machine Gun Etiquette. And the final song of the show was by DOA, entitled Bad Moon Rising, originally done in the 60s by Creedence Clearwater Revival. All right, the two readings are, one is by Laura Riskell, which is at Alternet, and she was a live guest. Long-term book burners may remember, and when she was on the East Coast, and she is writing a forthcoming book entitled The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America. And she has a recent writing, and it's excellent. We're going to read from that a little bit later. And we're going to read from that boy's book, the psycho stalker who's been bothering DeMonica. And big thanks to DeMonica for helping share all of the comedy material and this book that was given to woo her, entitled The War Against Boys: How Misguided Feminism is Harming Our Young Men, by Christina Hoff Sommers. And she wrote another bozo book, Who Stole Feminism? What's the whole title that's in here? Let's see. You guys probably remember what it is anyway. Also by Christina Hoff Sommers, Who Stole Feminism? How Women Have Betrayed Women. And so, like, she's like the Clarence Thomas of women. And we're going to have a couple of select readings from the Bozo book, which is, it's kind of funny that it was given to woo her. It's kind of like giving a Native American, you're trying to get into bed with a book, How the Indians Fuck Everything Up and Fuck Up Our Nation. Look, honey, isn't this a great book? Don't you like it? Don't you like me now? So we're going to deal with that also after the next set. A couple of plugs, and then we'll play a second set. Because, again, there's a ton of tunes. There is a great article at truthout.org about the U.S. soldiers who are fleeing Iraq. And, yes, if we ever needed the support the troops crowd and the ribbon crowd, support the troops that are fleeing and coming to their senses. Yes, it's been a good weekend. Coming to their senses and not wanting their eggs or balls blown off for Halliburton profit, Dickless Cheney's company, or the oil companies. Truthout.org, soldiers fleeing. And also new in the news, the film Heart of the Beholder is very close to completion. They were accepting extras, people to play parts as extras at the in the LA area, and they're close to done. They, you know, it's going to be a great film, not just from the trailer that is on the website, but also because of all the hatred they're getting from the American Christian Taliban groups, like the really hateful kinds of Christians and Christian supremacists. And it's going to be a great film, and Marlene has got a ton of computer viruses, death threats, and daily harassment since beginning this project, and it's online at beholder.com. The Reverend found a grassroots organization in Indonesia that is a relief effort, and it's not one of these suspect groups that's collecting money in response to the tsunami disaster. And it was formerly called La Homotok, but their site is down, and it's at a group that has been working on behalf of the people of Eritrea for years, and it's a cool group, and that's at etan.org, and then they have a slash LH or LN, but etan.org, the Eritrean Network, and that's giving money at the grassroots, and certainly make sure no money goes to these evangelical groups and people pushing an agenda and giving their leaders millions of dollars, and or in the case of Pat Robertson, using charity monies for his for-profit diamond investments in brutal dictatorships. So etan.org. And the Reverend's friend Lacera Firefox from lacera.us is close to completing her book, and she is probably going to be a live guest during her book tour for her forthcoming book, Sexy Witch, which I believe is autobiographical. And two people worth checking out at alternet.org, Molly Ivins and Arianna Huffington. New writings from both at alternate.org. All right, talked out already. All right, we'll deal with the War Against the Boys book and Laura Riskell's writings after this next set of tunes. But first, I'm going to play a song for Steve Cubby, and his medical marijuana case is looks like it's coming to near an end. If you want to support him, go to Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y, Cubby.com, and there's new articles there. And ditto the case of Rene Bouger at ReneBouger.com, also an exile in Canada. And there's new material at her website regarding her medical hemp case. And please support them, and let's play a song for the two of them. This goes out to Steve Cubby and Rene Bouger.
To let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted $22, but I talked him down to $17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Yeah. I want to fuck you like a dog. I'll take you home and make you like it. Everything you ever wanted, everything you ever thought of, is everything I'll do to you. I'll fuck you and your minions too. Your face reminds me of a flower, sort of like your underwater ears too long, and in your eyes your lips are size. You act like you're 14 years old. Everything you say is so obnoxious, funny, true, and mean. I want to be your blowjob queen. You're probably shy and introspective. That's not part of my objective. I just want your fresh young jimmy. Taming, slamming, ramming in me. Every time I see your face, I think of things unpure. Chase. I want to fuck you like a dog. I'll take you home and make you like it. Everything you ever wanted, everything you ever thought of, is everything I'll do to you. I'll fuck you till your dick is blue.
I'm not real good at approaching girls. Sometimes I feel like I'm diving for ocean pearls, to the bottom where it's dark and it's harder to breathe. She laughed with a smile that you wouldn't believe. What's your name again?
She told me.
But since then I forgot, plus I'd smoked a lot of beer and drank a lot of pot.
I mean,
she laughed again, I played it off like I meant it. She threw me a look and I knew it was cemented. This game I presented, it worked again. As long as the team don't act like jerks again. It's happened before, they cling to them like suction. Like vultures, they circle waiting for an introduction. But not this time. This one was something special. From her hips to her eyes, to her lips, to her freckle, to her teeth. Best of all, she was jocking me until I heard,
yo, Nick.
And she was like, who is he?
Oh, let me introduce you to my partner, Oak. He's my left hand man and he ain't no joke. But yo, back to this interaction, what was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distract. Let me introduce you to my partner, Oak. He's my left hand man and he ain't no joke. But yo, back to this interaction, what was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distract.
Hold up, hey yo, hold up. Up, Nick, don't you think you should go buy this girl a drink?
See ya.
She can wait right here, I'll keep her company. If I play my cards right, maybe she'll be humping me.
Ha.
Nick shot me a dirty look on the middle finger, but I don't care, I'm on some Jerry Springer. Shit, but it's legit, cause last week Nick took my girl and split and only offered me a shrug and a blunt hit. So I'll get him back tonight. Hey yo, honey, follow me to the back to where there ain't so much light. I'm your Mr. Right, at least for tonight.
Or, hello?
I looked at her and she wasn't even paying attention. Mind off in space, exploring new dimensions.
Shit.
She wasn't gonna hear a damn word I say, cause she was staring right at my DJ. Let me introduce you to my DJ Cheap Shot. He's a both hand man and his beats are hot. But back to this interaction, what was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distraction. Let me introduce you to my DJ Cheap Shot. He's a both hand man and his beats are hot. But back to this interaction, what was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distractions.
Damn, you look familiar, have we met before? I think I caught a glimpse of you on the dance floor. As a matter of fact, weren't you freaking MC Nicholas?
No, that wasn't me.
My bad, now I feel ridiculous. You know it's kinda hard to see when I'm busy scratching? Yeah, I've been rocking shows for years, thanks for asking. You wanna hear some jiggers?
Yeah.
You should mention that. Just got a call from him, told him that I holler back. Enough about him, change the subject back to me. I'm 6'3" with a college degree. Plus it's key to that Camaro double parked outside. If you carry my wax, I'll give you a ride. Now be a good girl and go buy daddy a drink. And by the time you get back, we'll leave in a blink, yeah. Then it's on like Shaka Khan. And oh yeah, on the way out, say goodbye to Lexicon.
Did I say Camaro? Oh my god, I meant to say Ford Focus, how embarrassing. Yeah, no, where are you going? No, come back. I know Jigga, Jay-Z, you know him too. No, come over to my house right now. I'll show you his number. No, don't walk away, come on. I know, please come back, please come back, please. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
couldn't take it no more.
I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message. George W. Bush is a fucking wingnut. He is a national embarrassment, a war criminal, a corporate hoe, a friend of Enron CEO Ken Lay, and should be incarcerated for hundreds of years for his many corporate and war crimes. Now a coronation after a second coup and act of election fraud is about to take place. Please join thousands of others in Washington, D.C. and protest this coronation. Check out counter-inaugural, counter-inaugural.org or unitedforpeace.org and take action against this fucking piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, this fucking pencil-choking alcohol abuser. I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message. We'll be right back. you heard System of a Down doing Boom, and that was from the soundtrack to Fahrenheit 9/11. Tom Robinson Band did Ain't Gonna Take It. Lexicon did Last Night My DJ Stole My Girl. An Unknown Title by Liz Phair. The Loudmouths did Girl from the Racetracks. Bimbo Toolshed did Roxanne. King Missile did Detachable Penis. And started off with an unknown artist doing What If God Smokes Cannabis. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is the war against intelligence. And we're going to read from a buffoonish Christian supremacist book called The War Against Boys. And also do the predictions. And also read the latest writing by Laura Riskell covering 2004. Entitled 2004 Year of Perversion. So let's get that boy's book out of the way. Now, if you're new or missed the last couple of shows, what happened was Demonica was stalked and approached by a crazy fucker who is not only going through a weird obsession trip, but what makes him dangerous, probably permanently dangerous, is that it's not a phase, but a permanent trip, because it also accompanies ideology. He's a male supremacist, a Christian supremacist, and with the ideology, it makes him the least likely to change or grow or change abusive and dangerous tendencies. This is a control freak, a power freak, and as clinic defenders from Northeast Philadelphia or the South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition can tell you, the ideologues and hardcore cultists are the last people to show any sign of growth, change, evolution, progress, healing, or even a moderate amount of change or self-improvement. So, and again, a big thank you to Demonica for helping with the show, the last two shows, and for providing all of this comedy material. The book that was given to her to woo her by same Christian supremacist psychopath is titled The War Against Boys, How Misguided Feminism is Arming Our Young Men by Christina Hoff Summers, and which is kind of funny because it would be like a guy giving a woman a book entitled Why Women Suck or Why You're an Asshole. But let's see. I have some different readings tonight from the book, both short. The first is one of the reviewers from Newsweek, Newspeak, alias Bush Butt Licking Magazine. And I apologize if I offended anybody who is seriously into butt licking with that comment. This is a quote on the reviews page from Newsweek, Newspeak. A brazen attack against leading child researchers. Summer's book has sparked a furious debate. A serious masturbate. All right, this is from page 65, Reeducating the Nation's Boys. And, well, the book, it should be explained ahead of time, is mostly a focus on bashing people from educational theory, educational advocacy groups, women's groups, writers. What happens is when people get disillusioned from whatever movement they're in, and there's plenty of reason for that. People's egos or power trips or whatever, weird infighting, what have you. But some people whose egos are bigger than a volcano feel that when they're spurned or they're not given their due, they have to turn into their exact opposite, like turn into some weird Nazi fuck and become the opposite of what they seemingly stood for before. Most of the book is about beating up women traitors or academic theorists. And, of course, it blames even Columbine and young male violence on the lack of morals. And morals, of course, not meaning ethics or compassion, but meaning a religious-based code of living and something that is actually destructive. But they use tragedies to promote a moral and Christian supremacist agenda and a theocratic agenda. Here's the quote. This is page 65. Children need a moral environment. They do not need gender politics. They do not need workshops that give primacy to sexual harassment and sexual violence as the foremost moral questions that citizens of our society face. Nor do children of any age need specious advocacy statistics that sensationalize the horrid things some men do to women. Interesting that this came from a guy guilty of stalking. Okay, one more quote. And this is again after writing a bunch of utterly insane writings regarding Columbine and other school shootings. Children need to be moral more than they need to be in touch with their feelings. They need to be well-educated more than they need to have their self-esteem raised. Children do not need support groups. They don't need to have their femininity or masculinity reinvented. They don't need emotional fixes. Genuine self-esteem comes with pride in achievement, which is the fruit of the disciplined effort. All right, that was from the Save the Males chapter. Okay, enough reading from the War Against Boys. And thank you, Demonica, for providing us with humor material for free. Let's get up to something a little bit more reading-worthy. A message. Yo, look for me. Okay. This is somewhere on Alternet, and I couldn't find it on my own, but I found it because somebody emailed me a link. So if you can't find it and you want to download a copy, write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, and I'll send this to you by former live guest from a couple of years ago, and sex writer Laura Riskell, who is working on a book, The 10 Sex Myths. That Screw America. Her article from this past December 28th is entitled 2004 Year of Perversion. This is probably too much to read, but give you a taste of it. It was a year when conservatives made sexual perversion an art form. What a shame, a sham, when sex morphs into America's daily news staple, political barometer, only moral compass. Even as Armageddon's fetus slaughters and mutilates innocents daily, you know you survived an election year. As President Bush's revival sent shudders throughout the world, certainly over poor women and children stripped of reproductive health services, corporate media continues to slam sex as moral values down our throat. I am so fucking glad to dump 2004 like a bad date who doesn't understand the meaning of no, don't stop. From abstinence to Super Bowl's Nipplegate to the queers are coming to get you, conservative politicos and pundits have made sexual perversion an art form. Sex as distraction, sex as distortion, sex as defamation, all non-marital sex as death, disease, and destruction. Sex so far from what it is good and right and beautiful, from our gift of pleasure to touch the divine. As the mother of the most beautiful two-year-old boy in the world, some would say it's typical for my interest in sex to wane. So despite seeing the retro-rite's sexual train wreck barreling down upon truth, I had better things to do this year than keep up with sex smears against liberals. Instead, I indulged in such loony left deviances as breastfeeding and otherwise caring full-time for my son, traveling with my husband's work to keep the family together, and buying a new home closer to Jared's papa, and surrounded by schools, trees, trails, and kids. Alright, skip ahead. Obviously way out of touch with real Americans who vote their values, which apparently involve other people's groins, wombs, and fallibility. Not that conservatives can't be considered fallible. They're gay, have gay partners, or have gay, can't read that word, or daughters named Mary. Late August, a gay blogger posted a taped phone message, allegedly of Representative Ed Schrock, Republican from Virginia, soliciting sex from men. Considered the second most conservative member of the U.S. House of Representatives, Schrock was the co-sponsor of the proposed constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage. The practicing Baptist soon dropped his re-election bid and went into seclusion with his wife and son until he was offered a job last week by fellow Congressman Representative Thomas Davis, Republican from Virginia, as the top staff person for a subcommittee of the Government Reform Committee. He still won't be able to personally carry out America's mandate of his constitutional amendment, a commitment renewed by Bush immediately after November 2nd, when 11 states voted for such amendments, to protect, of course, the sanctity of marriage, like Sprocks and Britney Spears. In 1 year, the world's most famous Lolita Pop-Tart and self-professed virgin wedded and divorced in the same Las Vegas trip and then blissfully became Mrs. Federline, just after new hubby's old live-in gave birth to their second child. So, between breaking up families, raunchy photo shoots, and stripper stage moves, Britney's a vocal supporter of Bush and traditional values proponent, especially of saving, kind of, yourself for marriage. Abstinence. Bush launched this year with a wink to America's reigning family dogma, nonprofits, by pledging in his State of the Union address to double unproven abstinence education funding, thus fattening even more faith-based coffers. Although short of his pledge, Congress found another $170 million for 2005 while slashing most domestic spending, including college financial aid. Almost 1.5 million low-income students will suffer the loss, but at least Bush appointed another charity crusader as Secretary of Education, the formerly divorced Margaret LaMontagne, who now goes by the name Margaret Spelling. All right, skip some. Let's see, read it to the end. So, sick of today's sexual perversion, I yearn for the days of simple toe-sucking. My New Year's resolution is to balance my personal mom duties with my more public responsibility to keep the newly emboldened moralizers out of my pants and their hypocritical shit out of my kid's head. Laura Riskell, the Reverend's friend, former live guest, author of the forthcoming book 10 Sex Myths That Screw America, in her article 2004, Year of Perversion, posted somewhere at alternet.org. Alright, how are we doing with time? Piss poor. But I promise the prediction. So before the next set, we will read the predictions. an annual tradition on the show. This is Reverend Bookburn's 2005 predictions. George W. Bush's former girlfriend, who reportedly had an abortion of his fetus in 1971, will come forward and seek a reunion with the W in Dickless Cheney's bunker. Paul McCartney will begin doing on-stage Got Milk ads while performing his vanilla concert at the Super Bowl halftime show. Mel Gibson will make another fictional comedy snuff film entitled The Lightning Bolts of Zeus. The Bush regime will transfer Social Security to the casino industry. The three former members of the Dead Kennedys and Vanilla Ice will collaborate for their next cash-in tour. A fetus will be appointed to the Bush regime, but will be denied personhood after birth. Another fetus will receive a traffic ticket when a woman speeds to set a legal precedent for personhood. Anti-choice leaders will run with the effort and fundraising potential. George W. Bush will have another alcohol relapse and have sex with a transvestite who is a Laura Bush lookalike. Ann Coulter will accidentally consume a handful of Rush Limbaugh's drugs and appear in a gangbang film where the men are dressed in Islamic apparel. CBS and Fox will interrupt regular programming to show live coverage of their top executives licking W. Bush's asshole. The apartment donated for use with public monies for exhausted relief workers after September 11th and used by Rudy Giuliani for his affairs will be declared by Carrick to be a sacred historical landmark as he continues Rudy's tradition. A Christian supremacist who walks his spouse with a leash without consent will be appointed to the Supreme Court as an example of the positive side of family values and morals. There you have it. That will be sent on a mailing, a separate mailing as well. So if you want to be on the mailing list or get the predictions right, quail@sjcdc.org, and I will send it to you. All right. Way talked out. I don't know how we're doing with time. But you had the predictions. If there's time, maybe another goof on the war against boys, since we have it here. And let's play some more songs. Let's play a song for the Christian supremacists, the people who actually follow their leaders and send them donations so that these freakazoids get out of working for a living, which they probably couldn't do, and spend their money on sex workers and their affairs while you live and preach abstinence when it's light out and follow leaders like sheep for the theocratic sheep, and no offense intended to real sheep. Here is a song entitled Monkey See, Monkey Do.
Yeah. kill you later. Cause the fucking scum. Tell somebody they were there. Take them out, they can never see you. Yeah. You want to go to hell. You want to go. When else do you? I hope that it gets you down soon. You want to go. Well, that's it. You want to go. Yeah, you won't die. No, that'll get you down soon. You want to go. Well, hell, man. You want to go. When else do you? I hope that it gets you.
Hey, Suge, what I tell you, nigga, when I come out of jail, what I was gonna do? I was gonna start digging into these niggas' chests, right? Watch this. Hey, quick, let me see the binoculars, nigga. The binoculars. Yeah, nigga, time to ride. Grab your bulletproof vest, nigga, cause it's gonna be a long one. Now me and Quick finna show you niggas what it's like on this side, the real side. Now this ride is gonna be some real motherfuckers and it's gonna be some pussies. Now the real niggas gonna be the ones with money and bitches. The pussies gonna be the niggas on the floor bleeding. Now everybody keep your eyes on the prize cause the ride get tricky. So you got some niggas on your side that say to your friends but in real life they're your enemies. Then you got some motherfuckers that say to your enemies but in real life they eyes is on your money. So your enemies that say they're true but in real life them niggas will be snitches. It's a dirty game, y'all. Y'all got to be careful about who you fuck with and who you don't fuck with. Shit get wild, y'all. Keep your mind on your riches, baby. Keep your mind on your riches. 911, it's an emergency. Cowards tried to murder me from hood to the birds. Every one of you niggas heard of me. Shit, I'm legendary, nigga. Scary and paralyzed. Nothing more I despise than a liar. Cowards die. My mama told me when I was a thief. Such a vicious motherfucker. Why these devils set me free? I proceed to make them shiver when I deliver. Criminal lyrics from a worldwide mob figure. Thug niggas from everywhere, Mr. Machiavelli. Niggas is waiting for some thug shit. That's what they tell. So many rumors, but I'm infinite, immortal outlaw. Switching up on you ordinary bitches like a southpaw. You get left. And every breath I breathe until the moment I'm deceased. I'll be another moment falling as a G. I grip the ground, then I start again. Eternally, I live in sin until the moment that they let me breathe again.
Your heart's no heart for the fight. I was in every hand. Then about five, I was in all of them. Whichever one was winning.
My side.
The heart's a man.
So I wasn't fighting shit. Nigga made me unball my fist once. Show me how scared I was. I had my fist up ready, but motherfucker put your hand down.
My lyrical verse was so much pain to some niggas it hurts. My guns bust. If you ain't one of us, it gets worse. Bitch niggas get they eyes swole. In fly mode, I'm a homicidal outlaw. In 5-0, get your lights on. The fight's on. Tonight's gonna be a fucking fight, so we might roll. My own homies say I'm heartless, but I'm a G to this until the day I'm gone. That's regardless. Ride by, niggas bow down. Thought I rot in jail. Pay bail when niggas out now. Throw up your hands if you dubbed out. First nigga act. First nigga getting drunk out. I can be a villain if you let me. A motherfucker if you do upset me. Tell the cops to come and get me. Rip the crowd like a phone number. To start again, don't have no motherfucking friends, nigga. Look inside the
heart. No heart for the fight. Everybody know my nigga is drinking. Every week he get his ass whooped. He never wins a fight, but he always wants to fight.
In the heart to man.
No heart for the fight.
Engaged in making money in the 50 states. Keep your mind on your shit and fuck a punk bitch. No longer living in fear, my pistol close in hands. Convinced that this is my year, like I'm the chosen man. Give me my money, you label me as a don. If niggas is having problems, hoping fire a bomb. I died and came back. I hustle with these lyrics as if it's a gang of crack. Thugging is in my spirit, I'm lost and not knowing. Scarred up, but still flowing. Energized, still going. Can it be fate that makes a sick motherfucker break on these jealous ass cowards? Cause they're evil and fake. What will it take? Give me that baseline, I'm feeling bomb. Death row, baby, don't be alarmed. The homie Quick gave a nigga a beat and let me start again. Represent, cause I've been sick. The heart's a man.
No heart for the fight.
Oh, slap me upside the head again. One of them trouble dudes, slaughter.
a tingle in my bone. Go and grab a penthouse in the one with Sharon Stone. Hey, masturbator, go a little faster and it's feeling kinda nice. Once ain't enough, so I have to do it twice. You wanna smack the monkey, I can give you good advice. Hey, masturbator. Down the towel so I keep my carpet clean. Never shake my hand cause you don't know where it's been. Hey, masturbator, I do it in my car while I'm driving down the street. One hand on the wheel and the other on my feet. I can't get out the car cause I'm sticking to the seat. Hey, masturbator. Masturbator, choke the chicken, hold the knob, squeezing the tomato. I flipped him in the liver, now I'm gonna decorate her. Hey, masturbator, buffing a banana, little bit of chicken bacon, pounding on the flounder and it's mayonnaise I'm making. Spike the mic, watch the carrot, got my hand to take it.
Turning the world into one big Texas. turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. We got Texas tornadoes, Texas blues, Texas cowboys, and Texas news, Texas rangers, Texas food, Texas overflowing with GW's crude.
Give me a
T for Texas,
and a
T for traitor.
Give me a
T for terrible,
the current dictator.
I got a T for twisted,
and a
T for truth,
and a
T for the tornado that they just set loose.
'Cause he's turning the world into one big Texas.
Turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got Coleman.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, January 9th, 2005, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia, one in Seattle. First, we have a runner-up. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the Chicago head of the YMCA, Stephen, I'm not making this up, Dahlin. Oh, Dahlin. Stephen Dahlin, the head of the Chicago YMCA, who apologized to families after they brought their children to a function one early morning at the YMCA after an overnight fundraiser for AIDS-related causes that was primarily oriented towards transvestite and transgendered people. The all-night dance was concluded and people were leaving, and some of the parents expressed their concern that their children were seeing these people. Stephen Dahlin apologized and said measures will be taken to show that no event like this ever happens again at the YMCA. Stephen Dahlin, you are runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that leads us to that special someone. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is... Asshole of the Week is Armstrong Williams, a commentator on network television, a Clarence Thomas clone, a person who was used and paid by the Bush regime, paid tax dollars at work, paid by the Bush regime to help influence African Americans to support the deceptively named No Child Left Behind plan. Hey. And we need that. First, Cheech. From Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
That's better. Asshole of the Week is Armstrong Williams, a commentator and African-American who is a person who took money from the Bush regime, tax money at that, to support the misnamed No Child Left Behind. And, I think they meant to name it, give it the name that the priests offered. The priest wanted to call it No Child Behind Left Behind, but they kind of amended it. I think Karl Rove did that. And Armstrong Williams, the commentator, is paid to give it credibility in the African-American community. Armstrong Williams, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Hoare. Supa Clean did One Big Texas. Unknown Artist did Masturbator. The Donnas did I Don't Want to Know If You Don't Want Me. Tupac Shakur did Checkout Time. DOA did Kill You Later. And started off with the Dickies doing Monkey See, Monkey Do. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme has been the war against intelligence, where we talked about the abstinence pushers, the Christian supremacists, the shit canners of science, education, research methodology, the scientific method, and, of course, the propagandistic uses of the word addiction. And, of course, we had some laughs over a psychopath's book entitled The War Against Boys, or rather, a present to Demonica from Mr. Christian Supremacist Power Freak Stalker Boy. Okay, had a lot of fun doing that. Next week is the anniversary show. There's going to be no overtime tonight, so I'm going to do the credits before doing a final song or two. There will be show on Radio Volta right after The Reverend Is In, Seclusiasis Radio with Dave 79 and maybe with Starkey at AN. I'm not sure what's next, but something is, and I don't know what's next in the Washington stations. So we'll do the credits now because there's a dozen things going on at once, and my attention is commanded. I don't know why. So I'll do the credits before doing the next song. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's War Against Intelligence show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting God Stopper, Lady Simone, former bride on the show and possible guest next week at the anniversary show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from the professional world as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixanne, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe the Limptic, Malik, Leanne and Tim, thank you, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and spouse, Jennifer R., from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and the European Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Danielle, Vampira, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, and check out her faith-based sex article. Melanie from Dr. Susie's Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI Genevieve, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wood & Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. We haven't forgotten you, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, Mr. Scott and family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Queen Agitator, Christy Juan, Vera, and the Portuguese and Brazilian bookburners who are new, Susie Lick, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude from the Dead Milkman Show, Neen, Bonnie, Leah, the Lucy Group, Dallas Blanchard, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Michael Moore, Void Control, the Midnight Creeps live guests on February 20th, midnightcreeps.com. And to Demonica, special thanks to Demonica for helping with tonight's show and supplying the entertainment and comedy from Psycho Boy and the War Against Boys humor book. Michael Moore, book burners everywhere, Bush Lickers, and to everybody who is either going to participate in or promote by emails or however the inaugural protests, such as counter-inaugural.org or unitedforpeace.org. Thank you from the Reverend. Next week is the 4th anniversary show, and that has been a major effort to make that special, and a lot of old tunes and old favorites dug up, as well as the very first song of the show ever, and a whole lot more. So check out the 4th anniversary show next week, and then followed by entertaining the activist troops at the counter inauguration. And, of course, coming up, the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, Love Night, The Midnight Creeps Live, The Return of Demonica, Recovery for Propagandists, possibly with the live guests, and Pubic Property, and much, much more. Write to the Reverend at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And I think that's pretty much all the plugs. I got some final tunes Again, their show is coming on every outlet that broadcasts the show, so there will be no overtime. And let's play from the recent CD by Jello Biafra with the Melvins, entitled Never Breathe What You Can't See, from AlternativeTentacles.com. This is very worthwhile. And please boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. This is from Jello Biafra with the Melvins, entitled Islamic Bomb.
Parties. should read.